This is episode 2424 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and welcome back to day 7. We have reached the final episode of our series, To Spark Your Creativity. How are you doing? I wonder how your quest for this week is coming along. You've been on a tolerance quest to expose yourself to new ideas, new people, new places, new situations, because when you break away from the familiar, you see life in a different way, and this can spark your creativity. You begin to see connections between something new and something familiar. It's this process that can have you reclaiming your creative confidence. And that is actually the title of an article I want to share with you by Tom Kelly and David Kelly. It's from Harvard Business Review. The article starts off talking about a scientific study with people who had a crippling fear of snakes. And what happened is they exposed these people to snakes in incremental small steps. They were able to cure their fear within a few hours. They started by having the participants in this study watching a snake through a two-way mirror. Once they were comfortable with that, they would progress to observing the snake through an open door, then watching someone else touch the snake, then to touching it themselves through a heavy leather glove. Finally, in a few hours, they touched the snake with their own bare hands. And the creator of this scientific study was Albert Bandura, a world-renowned psychologist and Stanford professor. What was fascinating is that Bandura calls this process of experiencing one small success after another a guided mastery. The people who went through it weren't just cured of a crippling fear they assumed they would carry with them throughout their lives. But what was amazing was that they began to take up new and potentially frightening activities like horseback riding and even public speaking. After they went through this scientific study and overcame their fear of snakes, they tried harder, persevered longer, and had more resilience in the face of failure. They had gained a new confidence in their ability to attain what they set out to do. So if you can practice your creativity using small incremental steps to do so, you may find that you have a new confidence and new capabilities. In the article, it's stressed that creativity is something you practice, not a talent you're born with. So as you get ready to settle yourself down for this final episode in our series to spark your creativity, I invite you to share this episode and perhaps the entire series with someone you know who may feel stuck or have a lot of fears. Sparking their creativity could be one of the best ways to support them. As you settle yourself down and get ready to meditate, you'll also be guided as you reflect over this past week. As you sit up straight and close your eyes, gently elevating them upward to this point between your eyebrows, your prefrontal lobe, part of your brain that helps you manage your stress. Begin to notice how you're feeling right here right now. Honor how you feel. Name the emotion you're experiencing. Mentally affirm, I open up to the world around me. I open up to the world around me. As you inhale and exhale through your nose, begin to notice yourself. Open up and become receptive. Reflect back over this week and think about the times when you felt inspired by creativity. Think of maybe new places or people or situations you encountered that had you thinking about your life in different ways. As you inhale and exhale through your nose, celebrate the creative moments you experienced this week. Now think of the moments when you may have struggled. Maybe you experienced some creative blocks. Maybe, try as you might, you couldn't let go of feeling stuck. Celebrate these lessons that you learned. No shame, no blame, simply awareness. Now think of ways you could open up to creativity a little more each day. What could you do to explore your creativity a little bit each day? These small incremental steps add up. Beautiful. Allow yourself simply to be. I have so enjoyed sharing this week's Spark Your Creativity meditation series with you. As always, you are so worth slowing down for.